Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. A kickoff concert for the Northeast Louisiana Celtic Festival is coming up Thursday night in the Emmylou Beanhorn Recital Hall. Joining me in studio for a preview are Celtic Fest founder Doyle Jeter and ULM School of Visual and Performing Arts director Dr. Daryl Long. Thanks for being here. Doyle, a renowned performer, visits our area and launching Celtic Fest events coming up in this concert. Donny Carroll, he got his start as a balladeer back in the 60s. Tell us about his early journey as a musician.
Well, Donny, first of all, this is our annual event with the Visual and Performing Arts Department here on campus, and it's our 10th anniversary,
years,
yeah. Not only the 10th anniversary of Celtic Fest, but 10th anniversary of doing this with VAPA here on campus. So the first one was an exhibition of printmaking from Belfast, Northern Ireland. And since then, every year we've had a featured musical performance, which Daryl Long and all the gang at VAPA have been kind enough to sponsor at Beanhorn Recital Hall. Well, Donny Carroll is this year's featured performer. Donny is originally from County Cork, Ireland, as are a lot of the performers, it seems, we've had over the years. Donny was already a legend in Cork, Ireland back in the 60s, and he decided to move to the States. He's been in Queens, New York, one of the boroughs of the city, now since the 90s. And he's one of the most respected Irish musicians anywhere, Ireland, America, anywhere, and best buddies with people like Mick Maloney out of New York. You can't open an Irish newspaper without seeing Donny's photograph in it.
How did he gain that popularity and the recognition coming out of Cork City?
Well, he came into being in the 60s. Mm-hmm. There was a huge movement in Ireland of people wanting to get back to traditional music. You know, the 60s was all about rock and roll, and all these guys were into it as well, but they kind of did the same thing I related to Cajun music in here in Louisiana.
Right. Mm-hmm.
A group of rock and rollers back in the late 60s, early 70s started playing traditional music, you know, and then like Zach Richard and Beau Soleil. Donny did the same thing in Ireland. He brought back a lot of traditional ballad music, which had been passed on for generations, and the young people took to it, you know, just as they have here in the States. And that's pretty much the way things worked out.
Yeah.
I don't know why he moved to New York City, but I don't know why 800 million Irishmen have moved to New York either, you know. Opportunities, the land of opportunity.
Daryl, the concert performance, part of the university's guest artists on campus series, what does the series provide for not only students but community members alike?
Well, it gives us a chance to bring in someone other than ULM faculty and students. And we really like kicking off our entire guest artist on campus series with this concert to kick off Celtic Fest every year. And Doyle has been instrumental, no pun intended, at bringing some very, very fine musicians in that I think the entire community, they won't get a chance to hear this if they don't come to the series tomorrow night.
And that's got to be something, I think, too, that when we talk about the instruments, things like that, you know, maybe used to vocal or piano performances, things like that, that come through with concert series, but this lends that extra perspective of instruments you rarely see.
Yes, and it's music that you won't get a chance to hear very often, you know, authentic Irish ballads sung by someone that really knows, and, you know, Irish music, some of the most melodic, have great lyrics to them, so it's really entertaining.
Not only that, but also a live performance on some of these instruments. Well, share for a moment some of the conversation that takes place. I know many artists that come in, they're able to talk with students a little bit about their craft, their background, their experience. What stands out to you about those conversations?
I think just hearing some of our students hearing and getting a chance to hear someone perform that's making their living making music. You know, that's very difficult to do in today's economy. There are very few individuals out there that can pay the bills just by playing the music that they love. So I think we learn a lot from people like that coming in and talking with us and sharing their music.
Not only the experience of music, but Doyle, something you alluded to when he moved to New York in the 90s. Also, Donnie made a jump doing a little acting.
Yeah, you know, Donnie knows everybody in New York City. People like Colin Farrell show up at his, you know, at his performances. So yeah, he's like a Renaissance man in many ways. He's a painter, a musician, an actor. He's involved in the Irish Repertory Theaters in New York City. You know, something I always forget every year too is to say what an honor it is for Celtic Fest, for any of us to be involved in the performances here at ULM, the Visual and Performing Arts Department. The quality of the music performances that are put on here on campus by the music department, the theater and dance, is like top-notch. It stands up anywhere in the world. So it is a great honor for us to be able to do this here. And to kick off Celtic Fest.
Yeah, other events coming up, of course, the concert on Thursday, but other things as we look forward to October 4th coming up.
Right, yeah, we have several concerts within schools and libraries here, as we do every year. We have a great family band called the Murphy's Traveling Family Band, made up of a whole family, like four kids, a mom and a dad, that do traditional Irish music with a little bit of pogue stuff thrown in. So we have that, and we have several shows. I have to get a plug in for Enoch's Irish Pub. We have probably three shows leading up to the festival as well. The fest is Saturday, October 4th, and we look forward to seeing everybody out there. Thursday night, 7 p.m. seating at the Biedenhorn Recital Hall for Donnie Carroll with Heather Bixler, one of the great fiddle players in Irish mm-hmm. music, and Don Penzine will be there as well playing. So it's always a great show.
Yeah. Daryl, if someone would like to find out more information, a phone number they could call to find out?
Call our box office, 342-1414, or come by the VAPA office in Biedenhorn 105, and they can get tickets.
Donnie Carroll in concert as part of the Guest Artists on Campus series at ULM. Daryl, Doyle, thank you both for joining us.
Thank you. Thank Support you. KEDM Public Radio, please.
You can hear this and other Landiap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.